nobody representing themselves as the Gambino crime family ever invited me to a meeting or a sit down or a membership committee or a character and fitness committee. Mr. Kunstler and I did represent John Gotti Sr. In some proceedings many, many, many years ago that largely involved the government depriving him of his attorney of choice. And, you know, we were very proud to take a role in those proceedings. Those involved issues of fundamental constitutional importance. Subsequently, after Bill Kunstler died, I played a small role in trying to negotiate a guilty plea for John Gotti the Younger and a number of his associates. But Gambino crime family, Paul, I don't know anything about a Gambino crime family.
What was John Gotti like working with him? Did you get to have dinner with him or a drink with him or just meet with him in an office and talk to him, find out what kind of guy he was?
John Gotti the Elder and I mean, we didn't hang out, but I did get to know him through the course of representation. He was extraordinarily smart, extraordinarily charismatic, and he had a very nice touch for regular people. I mean, I think in a different life, he would have been the CEO of a giant multinational corporation and probably would have gotten away with killing people by the tens of thousands, like Union Carbide or the Koch brothers. Instead, he ended up going a different route. I found him always to be unfailingly pleasant. And he used to call me Ronnie. And there were only two people in the world who called me Ronnie. One was my grandmother, and the other was John Gotti. And I never corrected either of them for pretty much the same reason.
Did you ever meet or know the fellow who was allegedly gunned down in Staten Island?
To the best of my knowledge, I have never met him.
Mm-hmm. Are these dangerous people from your interactions? Are they really are dangerous?
One of the things about Italian organized crime or LCN, La Cosa Nostra, as a general matter, those folks are a direct danger to other people who have decided to join that lifestyle. As to civilians, they're not a danger. You know, historically, when they have engaged in acts of violence or murders or other things, almost always have been people who themselves have opted into a lifestyle that is characterized by settling disputes through violence. Mm-hmm. So as a civilian, I was never afraid of Italian organized crime. These are not the people, you know, who were pouring pollutants into our air, causing the climate crisis. These are not people walking into houses of worship with guns and blowing people away because of their race or religion or national origin, but they are dangerous to their colleagues and their enemies in other organized crime families. But they do tend to sort of keep it within the family, not exclusively, not always, but as far as people who live outside of society's laws, they try very hard to stay clear of civilians.
And since I have you, you also defended at one time a group that's moving out of the Lower East Side, the Hells Angels. Would you compare the Hells Angels to La Cosa Nostra in any way?
Well, I never represented the Hells Angels Motorcycle Club as an organization. I've represented many individual members of the Hells Angels over some 30 years. And they are, you know, the comparison to the Italian mob is completely wrong. I mean, the La Cosa Nostra, there is a business model for the mafia, and the business model is the ultimate in laissez-faire capitalism. Everything has a price, and the idea is to accumulate as much wealth as possible. The Hells Angels are one of those few groups of individuals who do not want fame, and they don't want fortune. They want to be left alone. They want to ride motorcycles with their colleagues. They want to party with strippers and have a good time. And that's what they enjoy doing. They don't want to be on television. They don't want to become millionaires. They just want to live the lifestyle that they enjoy, that's voluntary, that harms no one, and be left alone.
Then Hunter S. Thompson came along.
Yes. And Hunter Thompson made them famous.
Yes. All right, great. Anything you'd like to add about the state of crime in America today in New York?
Crime has been falling so fast and so far that it's hard for me to even get a decent murder case anymore. I've got a brand new associate. I want to train her, and it's hard to even pick up a murder. There are so few of them. I don't know what to say. I mean, people think that because I'm a criminal defense lawyer, I like crime. You know, and fair enough, that's true. But I also like effective law enforcement, because unless, you know, the people committing the crimes get caught, it doesn't do me any good.
Mm-hmm. Manson case.
That's a joke, guys. Rip shot, okay? Take care, Paul.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.